You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Cats and kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, the only show on the radio to focus on early 50s rhythm and blues, the kind you can't lose from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. These are the records from post-World War II to the birth of rock and roll in the mid-1950s that inspired Elvis and Buddy Holly, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Who, the Kinks, and so many more. It all started here. And this week it's my pleasure to dedicate the entire show to the greatest blues shouter of all time and quite possibly the greatest blues vocalist of all time, Big Joe Turner. That's right, for the next hour we're going to take a look at Big Joe's early period, from his start in his hometown of Kansas City, Missouri, to his big breakthrough in New York. This is part one of a two-part series on the life and music of Big Joe Turner. I tell you, baby, we're going to hear more than just Big Joe's music this week. We're also going to hear from the late, great Big Joe Turner himself in an interview that he did with a friend of mine back in 1983. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But before we get into Big Joe's early recordings, let's hear one of his best. From 1954, spinning off Atlantic, Big Joe Turner, the feature this week on the Juke in the Back with Well All Right.
Have no fear, Big Joe is here. Ah, you're real crazy, baby. Love you, man. Well, all right, well, all right. You got yourself a Cadillac car. Well, all right, well, all right. You're hanging out in the finest bar. Well, all right, you're gonna get a little more. Well, all right, the bebop's gone to yet. You love me, man, your love is dead. You discover the hot dog. Tell me where you got that bread. Where you ride around with all the finest cats in town. You in your black dress with your seeping gown. And you'll be coming back when the deal goes down. Oh boy.
Vernon Turner Jr., but you can call him Big Joe. Well, all right. And Big Joe Turner is a feature this week on the Juke in the Back. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. You know, Big Joe is called the boss of the blues, and for good reason. Without Big Joe, we wouldn't have Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris, Roy Brown, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, and probably no Elvis Presley. Big Joe practically invented blues shouting, and along with his friend and pianist Pete Johnson, they popularized the boogie-woogie style of the late 1930s. He was born on May 18th, 1911 in Kansas City, Missouri, and he first got his taste of music in the church. But it wasn't long before young Joe Turner would be making the Kansas City music scene. While working at the Sunset, he met accomplished pianist Pete Johnson. The Sunset, incidentally, was managed by Piney Brown, who Joe would record several songs about during his long career. He moved to Los Angeles in the early 1940s after getting his big start in 1938 when John Hammond took him to Carnegie Hall for the first From Spirituals to Swing show. My good friend James Austin used to host a show on KCSN in Los Angeles back in the early 1980s called Bop Street. He was lucky enough to have Big Joe Turner come to the studio back in 1983. I'm very fortunate to have this interview, and I'd like to play a few clips throughout the show. The first one has James Austin asking Big Joe Turner to recollect about when he first moved out to Los Angeles.
Well, I came out here right before the Second World War, and I was joining Duke Ellington's show called Jump for Joy. I had first time I'd ever been to California, and I come Duke Ellington sent for me, and I was working in New York City at the Cafe Society for Barney Joseph. Me and Pete Johnson, Albert Ammons, and Meat Lux Lewis, Billy Holiday, Lena Horne, the Golden Gate Quartet, and another cat, I can't think of his name.
Big Bill Brunzi. Big Bill, you remember Big Bill, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
The guy who had the shoes that hurt his feet. And
yeah, Big Bill. He had his shoes on and it was hurting his feet. He was on the stage crying. That John Hammond said, "What's the matter? What you crying for? These shoes are killing me." He said, "Well, take them off." He took his shoes off. He was something real. He was all right after he took them brand new shoes off. They were real pointed toes, too. He even got them a size too small.
Speaking of John Hammond, how did you get around to meeting John?
Well, me and John Hammond come to my hometown when I was about 18 to 19 years old. You know how long that's been.
Yeah, 1970.
That was just not too long ago.
Not too long. And he was running around over the country picking up talent and bringing it to New York. So we had a broadcasting station there and just opened up. They didn't have no entertainment at early in the morning, so they used to put their mics to all the different nightclubs in town, and we'd broadcast. They had Count Basie, the Blue Devils, and 12 Clouds of Joy, and George Lee and Julia Lee, and Mary Lou Williams, and we used to go around to all the nightclubs and put the mics in, and we'd broadcast early in the morning, about 5 o'clock.
And this is before you even had a recording contract.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know nothing about that then.
Well, speaking of records, why don't you talk a little bit about your first record that you made on Vocalion?
Okay, that's something I don't remember.
Don't you remember that first recording, Rollin' Pete?
Oh, well, I done that for John Hammond. John Hammond took us to New York, and he took us in his studio, and we set up and made Rollin' Pete, and we done Cherry Red, and I think Pete Johnson done 622 Stomp or something on one side, and I forgot what the other number was. But anyway, that was our first recording.
I've got a gal lives up on that hill. I've got a gal lives up on that hill. Well, they both try to quit me, Lord, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like lime dyed gold. Got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like lime dyed gold. Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul. You're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. Well, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. All I want is loving, baby.
you before you better wait. Roll it, boy, let them jump for joy. Yeah, man, have you had a baby boy? Well, now another brand new choo-choo toy. Yeah. Baby, now you can meet me somebody else. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I know. Well, all right then. 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 Bye, 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 baby, bye, bye.
Joe Turner with Pete Johnson live at Carnegie Hall from the first From Spirituals to Swing show put on by John Hammond on the 23rd of December, 1938. John Hammond brought the first African-American show into the prestigious Carnegie Hall with the first interracial audience. And because of this, he couldn't find anyone to sponsor the show. The NAACP wouldn't even sponsor the show. In the end, you'll never believe who sponsored the show, the American Communist Party. It was a sold-out affair, and it brought artists like Count Basie, Helen Humes, Meade Lux Lewis, Albert Ammons, the Golden Gate Quartet, Big Bill Brunzi, and Sonny Terry to the spotlight. At the end of that Big Joe Turner number, Low Down Dog, you heard him quote Dust My Broom, which was originally recorded by Robert Johnson. Incidentally, Robert Johnson was supposed to be on the bill for this prestigious Carnegie Hall concert, but he mysteriously passed away before the show occurred. From Spirituals to Swing was so successful that John Hammond put on a second version of the show, held on December 24th, 1939. Let's hear another tune by this week's feature, Big Joe Turner. This would become one of his most popular tunes. He'd play it throughout the rest of his career. It was released on Vocalion in 1939, and it features Hot Lips Page on trumpet. The record label reads, Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys. But dig Big Joe Turner singing that lead vocal. Here's Cherry Red. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Kerry Bagley, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag. Thank you.
Tell a knock, give it the loving name. Swing it, boogie, swing. Old Pete's jumping all around. Boys are tearing it down. Swing it, boogie, swing.
Cafe Society Rag by Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, released on Vocalion in 1939 and featuring our featured artist Big Joe Turner on lead vocals. Let's go back to that great interview that my friend James Austin conducted in 1983 with the Boss of the Blues. Here he asks Big Joe Turner just how he met Pete Johnson.
Well, Pete Johnson was playing down on the north side in Kansas City, and my brother-in-law was a piano player working at another nightclub down the street. So he used to come home and tell me all about what was happening on the streets, you know, in the daytime. So I decided I would go down. I used to go down in the daytime, and they had paint on the windows, so the kids couldn't see in. So I'd go down there in the daytime and take my razor blade and scrape holes off of the paint on the inside. And at nighttime, we'd go down there, and the kids, we'd go peep through the holes, you know. The man would run us off every time he'd catch us, but we'd come right back. He couldn't stay there all night watching us. And finally, I dressed up in my daddy's clothes, put on some fake mustache, and tipped in to see Pete Johnson. Pete Johnson and Merle Johnson was playing, and they had another cat named Al playing the saxophone. So they run me out 2-3 times, but I kept coming back. So finally they decided to put up with me. So I told them, I said, let me sing a couple of songs. And they said, you can't sing, you don't know about no music. I said, yes, I do. My brother-in-law works right down the street there. He's a piano player. I said, he's a good one, too. He played better than you. That made him kind of salty.
Big Joe, how would you describe the piano playing of Pete Johnson?
Well, he had a bad left hand. He was really good. He could play anything. Anybody, no entertainment walks up there and call up no numbers he didn't know. He could pick up, all he got to do is tell him how the song go. I don't think he was reading music in them days, but all he had to do was just tell him how the song would go, and he had it down pat.
Well, I've been to Kansas City,
everything is really all right. Yes, I've been to Kansas City. Girls, and everything is really all right. Say the boys jump and swing until broad daylight. Yes, I dreamed last night I was standing on 18th and Vine. Yes, I dreamed last night I was standing on 18th and Vine. I shook hands with Piney Brown and I could hardly keep from crying. Now come to me, baby, I wanna tell you I'm in love with you. Please come to me, baby. I wanna tell you I'm in love with you. Because you understand everything I do. I wanna watch you, baby, when the tears roll down your cheek. Yes, I wanna watch you, baby, when the tears roll down your cheek. I wanna hold your hand.
Love, oh, careless love. Love. love, oh, love, oh, careless love. Now, darn you, I'm going to shoot you 4 or 5 times, and stand over you until you finish dying.
Careless Love, a great traditional old song of unknown origin. It's been recorded by many blues artists over the years, and Big Joe Turner kept it in his repertoire during his long career. That was released on Decca in 1941, and it features Willie the Lion Smith on piano. Big Joe Turner didn't just play with Pete Johnson, he played with many talented pianists over the years. And this next one features Joe Turner with the Freddie Slack Trio. Decca released it in 1941. Big Joe would record it again for National in 1947. But here's the original, Rocks in My Bed.
My heart is heavy, is lead, because the blues is done spread. Rocks in my bed. Of all the people I see, why do they pick on poor me and put rocks in my bed? All night long I weep, so how can I sleep with rocks in my bed? Now, but two people in this world I just can't stand. In this world I just can't stand. That's a two-faced woman and a jealous-hearted man. My baby's gone. Yes, and I know she won't be back. And I'm the one that knows she won't be back. She's love and a snake, way down in a wagon track. But she's got eyes like diamonds. Every time she smiles, she makes my blood run cold. Like diamonds. When she smiles, she makes my blood run cold. And I love my baby. I want the whole world to know. So I'm gonna call up to China, because I wanna see if my baby's over there. Yes, I'm gonna call to China. I wanna see my babies over there. Say, I've got a feeling my good gal's in this world somewhere. I've got rocks in my bed. I've got rocks in my bed. I've got rocks in my bed. Yes, there's rocks in my bed. I'm under love and overfed. My gal's gone, so instead, I've got rocks in my bed.
Next up on the Juke in the Back, we have Big Joe Turner's first hit record. You see, Big Joe Turner had just been signed to National Records, and National Records president Al Green wanted one of his artists to record a version of the Saunders King hit SK Blues. Herb Abramson, who would later go on to co-found Atlantic Records with Almut Erdogan, at this time Herb was the A&R man of National Records. He decided that only one guy could do this cover. And so he brought in Big Joe Turner and Pete Johnson to record SK Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me, baby. Put your fine melody body on my knee. I wanna whisper in your ear, tell you things that keeps on worrying me. You mean mistreater, and you don't mean no one man no good. You mean mistreater, and you don't mean no one man no good. All you do, baby, is raid hell in my neighborhood. I did more for you, baby, than the good Lord ever done. I did more for you, baby, than the good Lord ever done. I went downtown and bought you some hair, and the good Lord never gave you none. Give me back that wig I bought you. I'm gonna let your head go bald. Give me back that wig I bought you. I'm gonna let your head go bald. Driving me, baby, you won't have no hair, no head at all. Your head, go ahead, what's the matter now?
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, we feature another Big Joe Turner classic. This one is modeled very closely after his breakthrough song, Roll 'em Pete, and it also features Pete Johnson on piano. The record came out on Decca in 1944, and the label reads Big Joe Turner and the Pete Johnson Trio. Here's Rebecca, this week's Great 78.
I got a gal lives up on the hill. I got a gal lives up on the hill. Well, the good Johnny quit me, Lord, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamonds, she shine like line that gold. Got eyes like diamonds, she shine like line that gold. Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul. My baby is a jockey, she's teaching me how to ride. My baby is a jockey, she's teaching me how to ride. She says twice in the middle and daddy from side to side. Yeah. Get it, daddy, get it. Get your basket and let's go down to the woods. Yeah, Rebecca, get your basket and let's go down to the woods. May not pick no berries, but we'll come back feeling good. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, no. But all right then. 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 All right then.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Somewhat of a risque number for our man Big Joe Turner in the spotlight this week on Juke in the Back. That's My Gal's a Jockey, Joe Turner with Bill Moore's Lucky Seven Band, released on National in 1946, and that went to number 6 on the charts. And now for something really special, cats and kittens. This next song is a battle of the blues shouting titans. Big Joe Turner takes on Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris in a battle of the blues, part 1 and part 2. These two bosses of the blues cut this in July of 1947 in New York City. Aladdin Records first released it in 1949, and then they re-released it in 1953 to capitalize on Big Joe Turner's early 50s success. So without further ado, here's Big Joe Turner with Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris, Battle of the Blues. Thank you.
party, 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 party all day long. Party, 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 go to doggone telephone. Why don't you mind your business, leave mine alone. Stop trying to wreck my happy home. Party, 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 party all day long. Well, I can't get the rest but a doggone telephone. I got a little bitty girl, she's mine, oh my. When she loves me, I feel like crying. Party, 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 party all day long. I'm gonna love that gal if it takes me all day long. Well, I feel like loving, feel like running, I feel like hugging a fine little bunny. Party, 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 party all day long. Gonna get on the wall and call on my telephone. Well, listen to your blues, yes, you sure sound fine. Well, listen to your shouting, baby, you sure sound fine. Well, I listen to yours, now you listen to mine. Well, I'm rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, all right. Yes, I'm rocking and rolling, rolling, rocking, all right. Come on and rock and roll with me all night. Well, if you ever heard the blues the way it should be played, you wanna sing the rest of your day, rocking, rolling, rocking, rolling, rocking. Yes, rock me, baby, give me boogie and beat. I'm gonna love you and give you a treat, rocking, rolling, rocking, rolling. Rocket Joe!
I got a gal in Texas, she's big and fat. The way she parties is tight like that. Party, 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 party all day long.
Party,
yeah, party boy, she's going strong.
Party!
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 Party! Party, party, party!
Party!
Party! Party, party all day long.
You heard Rollin' Pete, you know he can go, but Pete ain't here, so pick up on Joe.
Ain't it too easy to dust to dust? Show me a chick that a man can trust. Tell me, can a chick be trusted?
Come on. Well, but you got to go now.
The Jubilee, the most rock and roll of all the songs we've heard this week on our tribute to Big Joe Turner. That was released in 1950 on the Freedom label, and that foreshadowed what was to come. On part two of our special on Big Joe Turner, we'll hear in Big Joe's words how he met Ahmet Erdogan and got signed to Atlantic Records. And we'll feature the Atlantic period, the most successful recording period of Big Joe Turner's life. That's coming up next week on The Juke in the Back. I'd like to thank James Austin for giving me permission to use snippets of his 1983 interview, which originally aired on his radio program Bop Street from KCSN Los Angeles. Now let's end part one of our program on Big Joe Turner with another hit record. This one went to number 9 back in 1950 for Freedom Records. Closing down this week's Juke in the Back, Big Joe Turner with Still in the Dark. I'll catch you on the flip side next week.
I'm going to show. sucker, don't go home, 'cause you're still in the dark. Ran out of New York.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.